Hey, sweets. I think I feel a little better. I'm just tired mostly because of how stuffy I've been. It's been difficult to stay asleep. I'm sorry, is my coughing keeping you up at night? Oh, okay, thank God. I feel like I'm getting up every couple hours just to sit up because everything, my chest gets like really tight and uncomfortable. But I appreciate you for taking care of me. It means a lot. I mean, yeah, no, I know I do it for you, but I'm not used to being taken care of. It's weird. Like, it's a good weird, but it's really weird. I like it. A lot. And I'm very, very lucky I have you. So, what's that all about? I don't know. I feel like no one knew that I was gonna end up with such a fucking cool girlfriend, and I did. I mean, I certainly couldn't have known. Just got really lucky. I love you. No, I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, baby. Just sleepy. That's all. I'm afraid of you getting sick. Like, really afraid of getting you sick. But if you think it's okay, you can come lay with me. Yeah, I'd love to have you with me, baby. You are the ultimate comfort. Yeah. Oh. No. We'll just order soup. You don't have to get anything. I want to take care of you. Like, you're not sick, but I feel this, like, weird compulsion to take care of you because you're taking care of me and I want to, like, reciprocate, but I can't because you don't need it. How strange is that feeling? No, it's gonna be okay. I just love you a lot. That's all. Do you, when I'm feeling better, do you want to go on like a date? Like a date? I know we live together. I mean, could technically call anything a date. But I feel like I'm not doing you the proper service if I don't like take you out on the town, show you off, make people jealous. Of course, people will be jealous. You're hot. And you picked me, so, like. No, that's not me shitting on myself. I mean, it kind of is, but it's mostly me just sort of like poking fun at myself. Because we all know that you're out of my league. Excuse me. No, I don't need tea, baby. I have water. I have room temperature water because God knows. Cold water, hot water. Though hot water might actually be good, but it's room temperature. Do not get up. I would get more comfort out of you being with me and near me than I would out of you getting up and going to get me something to create comfort, you know? Did you know that I thought the first time I saw you, I thought that there was a chance that you would maybe like me. There was no certainty, but I was so hopeful and like I never allow myself to think that somebody would actually be interested in me. And I really hoped with you. I really, really wanted you to be interested in me. Yeah, it's such a strange feeling to think back on it now and be like, huh? I have never seen another person and been so like certain that I wanted to be with that person. I mean, I've obviously like dated before you, but I didn't realize that it was gonna be like so immediate. I thought that maybe that maybe there would be a chance, and I really, really wanted to get my hopes up. Yeah. You're that kind of girl, my love. Yes, you are. It's literally so impressive. And the fact that you don't see it kind of blows my mind. Yeah, baby. Maybe one day you'll see yourself the way I see you. And I'm asking you on that day when you hopefully, you know, convince me to see myself the way you see me, that you don't see me as this in this moment with a really red nose from blowing my nose and like chapped lipped and unwashed hair. So if when you're trying to get me to see myself, you could project an image that is not this, you would be merciful and kind, and I would owe you my appreciation and, you know, more than that, but I can't think on my feet. There's too much DayQuil and NyQuil conflicting in my system right now that just, I didn't know the outcome of this war until this very moment, and I'm really not sure who's winning, but my brain is certainly in the sink, so. Yeah. Okay. Can you put on the Great British Bake Off? I'm absolutely gonna fall asleep, yeah. I would get yourself into a comfortable position because I'm going to put my head on your chest and pass out. So when you're ready for me to move, just put one hand on my forehead and shelf me. I'll only wake up for a second. You know, I'll go back to sleep easy. I love you. I'd kiss you, but I'm almost positive it would be gross and get you sick. The fact that you've danced this close to the sun and have not gotten burned yet. Your immune system is something else. I'm gonna lay down and shut my eyes now. I love you. We'll reconvene after my comatose weird sleep wears off.